Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It is the alcoholic capital of the world. There were voices I heard from guys that were like, this guy on the boardwalk down there, where all the little boats are, man, amazing boats down there. You hear,
Karen. Yeah, we got a table for four.
So he rips my other arm. So I have two ripped arms at the dog park on my jacket. And I say, sit. And I luckily had a bone in my pocket. And then I started like, because it's not Max's fault. It's the owner's fault for not, like, literally saying, this
he
is how he plays.
He comes off as aggressive. When he sinks his teeth into your forearm, he comes off as a little playful. A little playful. By this point, Mrs. O'Mara is in a state of hysterics that that I've never seen. She is laughing.
She's goofy.
And goofy for the next 25 minutes, where it was just like, let me see if I can. It's her voice, but I'm like, she's like,
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Always turn the microphone off. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. We are enjoying our second decade of the show that has become a daily routine for thousands of listeners in places like Chico, California, Mobile, Alabama, or Mobile, Mobile, Alabama, Yarmouth, Maine, Rosemary Beach, Florida, Rochester, New York, and Kumasi, Ghana. The Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, and pardon our little day yesterday. We, you know, we have to pull back the curtain a little bit here and tell you what we've all been dealing with, and was with our old buddy Rob Spiewak, because Rob's been in the weeds. Health-wise, I'm going to try to give you as much information as I can while still protecting Rob's privacy because, you know, he's still dealing with some of these issues. At the very latest, Rob is dealing with some very, very serious health stuff that had a bit of a health scare over the weekend, and he is... he's doing fine now. He's getting the treatment that he needs for the problems that he has. The reason I'm not going to lay it all on you, because that's Rob's call, that's not mine, but...
I am clear to say one thing from the family.
All right.
Well, yes. I always get in trouble. I'm like, you know, I always get in trouble. You know this.
Well, a lot of people are curious. A lot of people want to know
AIDS.
What's going on. It's not HIV.
It's not.
Okay. Well,
because there was some rumor of that... And I'm allowed to clear that up. And those of you suffering from it, as I understand it, there is a cure now.
That's good. Thank you. I'm glad you brought that up.
I saw 60 Minutes.
Back to thank you for throwing that grenade in my path when I'm trying to be. I dance around this because yesterday I'm going to give it to you straight. Rob went into the hospital last Wednesday. Am I right about that?
So this is what happened, and the no shtick. Rob came to me in the afternoon on Thursday. Okay. No, you're right. I'm sorry, Mike. Wednesday. It's been quite the weekend.
That's what I thought.
Right. And 2 o'clock. And this is what's strange. Like when someone tells you they're just not feeling well, we're all grown-ups. Like, usually you truck through it and you're like, okay, I'll just go home and I'll be okay. But he's like, I'm just not feeling well. Do you mind if I go home? I said, no problem. And I looked at him and he looked the same as he always does. And that's how maybe that's how much of a rube we are to our own world and our personal health and our friend's health. Because I thought he might just had a bug or food poisoning of some sort that you couldn't really tell. And then next thing you know, we find out he was in the hospital.
And still is, to the best of our knowledge.
Today, yes.
And dealing with a variety of some health issues that are, some of them are underlying conditions that have been around for a while. And, you know, as far as the details on that, not only, you know, do we, you know, want to honor Rob's wishes of just, you know, keeping certain things, to, you know, until they're really explain to Rob. I don't want to speculate or do any of that. But he's getting the treatment that he needs for the problems that he has. And he hopefully will be on the road to recovery sooner than later. And we are waiting for that. And yesterday, we were still a little unclear as
we were set to do a show.
We just said, I don't want to come in and fake it.
Yeah.
I've done shows with divorces. I've done shows with parents dying. I've done shows with everything. I just was bummed, and I didn't know what to say to the listeners at that point. I still kind of don't.
I had a great bit set up prior to...
You did. Last week
prior
before
to
we
Monday
realized
starting.
Rob's got to get a lot of fixing done.
Yes. You know? Prior to realizing the gravitas of our friend's health issues that... we will help and support him with. Just because you get into this radio mode, and this is as real as we can get, where how do we...
It was a good bit. It was a great bit idea.
How do we diffuse, the probability of Rob just being out for Monday and coming back Tuesday?
Right. Which is kind of where we thought
we were. Yes, that's where we thought. On Friday / evening afternoon, I went to Mike and I said, hey, wouldn't it be funny if we brought in Rob Ford, who, for those of you not in the know...
Right, most people aren't.
Yeah, of
really.
Podville, is the arch nemesis to Rob Spiewak.
And we talked to Rob Ford like he was Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
Like we would say, hey, Rob, how you doing? How's Carrie?
Yeah.
Did you watch any old movies this weekend? And hilarity would ensue.
Yeah, without missing a beat.
We'd take it as long as we felt like it.
Yes.
You know?
And then people, when you're listening, you're like, wait a second, that's not Rob Spiewak, for those in the know. But if someone didn't know, they would think that is, because they're both their names are Rob. Both of them are talented in their own right. We thought that would have killed if Rob was going to be okay on Tuesday.
Right. And so Rob is still getting treatment. You've been in contact with Carrie.
Yes.
I've been in contact with Carrie. And
we both talked to Carrie more this weekend and last few days via text or phone call, more than I have in the 10 years that I've known Rob Spiewak.
Right.
And let me tell you, she is a gem.
She is. Yes. And she's being very helpful. They joke about their relationship. She loves him. And she's there helping him out.
That, but she's definitely
well, who knows?
Him. Yes.
There's a lot of. Let me tell you, folks, stuff we don't see, stuff we don't know. There's a suitcase full of it. We're doing the best we can. So when we didn't really, Oscar and I came in yesterday. I prepped a show yesterday, and for that. That wrote that I'm lazy or we're lazy not doing a show. We were here at the bell, at the opening bell, with a show completely prepped, and we spent half an hour to 45 minutes talking about Rob.
Yeah.
And by the time we got done, we were both in the same mindset. We've both been into the same mindset where this is a drag, where one of us is sick and not feeling well. And it just, it sucks, and it'll suck until he's back with us in the fold, and then everything can chug right along. That's the way I'm looking at it. But we were so, I said, I just don't, this sucks. Yeah. And that's what we said to each other.
Well, and that pony is weeping in the other room, he's got zero spine. Somebody has a cold, he starts crying.
Yeah, Pony's paneling with us today.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's right. I have a camera. Yes. Hi, everybody.
Okay. All right, that's good. Yeah. Wonderful. I'm really glad I'm not seeing him. The listeners
wait till
are
you
seeing
see him,
but
he's,
I'm not seeing
he,
him.
He is. At first, he wanted to look like he. This is the art of the pony boy. It's like 3 o'clock, so he wants to run out the door. And I said, "Hey, man, like set up your camera at least. Let's do something special." So he spends the time, and he's technically here overtime because he usually leaves at 3. So it's like 4:30, and Shannon and helping him put up his picture, and. It's just fun to see how someone that should technically be they should be used to all of this.
Yes.
And now that he's on camera, he's like, the big stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's for him.
And then his ego, like he starts demanding things. Do you have another light? It was so
I'm ready
funny.
For my close up. Yeah. Everything. I want it all.
Well, I have an announcement to make regarding this. I will be probably before the end of April. I will be moving my my in-home studio and moving it over to the other side of the domicile, and I'm very, very excited about that.
I love it.
And
with
that's
the door?
Going to involve what's it, with a door.
Nice.
Life will change about me. And then this is going to be Social Central, where I'm broadcasting from right now, and I'm excited about it because most importantly, I'm excited about not having a big echo. You don't hear it because of audio processing,
yeah.
But you know, an audiophile would hear it, and I'm looking forward to doing that sooner than later, and that should be big, big fun.
Are you going to put a padlock yes. with a fingerprint sensor or like 4-digit?
No.
No.
I have only one concern. Once that's done, once I get my stuff
yes.
over into that other room,
yes.
not feet, mere feet away from where I am right now, will the dog still consider this their room?
No, it's where you go.
You
just got to close the door. Yeah.
Close the door will be fine. But this is an open air thing through here, and we're going to set it up for like, there's going to be a little sitting area,
and
we might set up a little bar in here.
Yeah.
Little social area, and I'm super psyched to use
sitting room.
This home. And then in the other house, it will still be the guest room, but it will be a dual-purpose room, being the guest room and the studio, and we're buying what's very popular in these small homes down in Florida. Mm-hmm. We're buying a Dennis Murphy bed.
Cool.
It's a bed with one hand. No, it's
so
a bed that folds
down. So same house, same
down.
Room, right? Not the other house. The other
no,
room.
This is going to be... just a room that's been a guest room,
yes.
and everything's going to be kind of mobile, and we're going to rearrange them. We're going to figure it out as we go, and then it's a smaller room with better acoustics and probably better lighting as well.
So is the Murphy bed for your nap after the show?
No, the Murphy bed is for when we have guests.
Oh, okay.
And the Murphy bed is going to be, it's either going to be, they make these Murphy beds now.
I don't
Oscar.
Know. I'm super curious.
Where you walk in and you look at what appears to be a paneled wall or a wall of cabinetry, and you don't see a bed there.
Jesus.
But I'll have stuff to set up. Now, the problem is it's really not meant for studio furniture.
Yeah.
Studio furniture has to, as you know, has to have a little depth.
Yes.
You have to have something on the other side of
Correct.
This camera here. That's what the challenge is. Because I think jamming me into a corner is probably not going to be perfect. But... I still can probably put some stuff in there, equipment-wise, where the shelving will be helped.
New year,
I'll figure
new
it
look.
Out. New look. Very
yeah, I like
exciting.
It.
Very,
do
very
you want,
exciting.
Would you like to, dare I say, do you need my soft touch to come
I think,
down?
I think it might be helpful
with
for a long
drill
weekend. I think it might be helpful.
And equipment.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll set right. a weekend together.
We'll
and have
travel.
You come down, and we'll make it a social weekend. Why
yes.
don't you bring Shannon down?
Nah, get some, let's not muck it up.
Like, she needs a vacation, too. Have her get a little pool time.
That is the vacation.
You know? What?
Me
what
leaving.
Is the thing? Okay, whatever. We'll talk about it further.
Just a quick sidebar. I'm actually going on vacation. I'm waiting for my brother and my wealthy brother and wealthy sister-in-law to plan it so we can just hitch a ride. They want to go to the Grand Cayman. They wrote us. They said, you all want to go to the Grand Cayman?
Go, because when
I
you
said,
go, I'm
I
taking
said,
off,
I said,
too.
What's the situation? They're like, oh, you know, we have. I said, enough said. Just tell us when. Tell us when.
Oh, good yes. for you. That's a great yeah. place to go. I've never been, and I hear it's beautiful.
I don't even know where it is.
Speaking of a little break, this past weekend, we didn't miss any shows, but except for Monday. We were here Monday. We had a 3-day weekend where we went down to the Florida Keys to see mm-hmm. my sister, who hangs out down there for a good long time. So for my wife, who has taken my son to Gettysburg on his winter break, I think it was, or one of they get so many breaks. He's on break this
it's
week.
It's like they don't go to school, right? In Japan, you know, they go year round.
And mama's working. Michael.
Man.
He's run away. He has run away. Michael! You all right? You want to come in and say hi?
Maybe he's not.
Are you still in your underwear?
Yeah, maybe he's not clothed.
Been in his underwear all morning. He's on break. He's
just like Papa.
We went to a ball game yesterday. Had a great time. God, that, by the way, I didn't even put it on my show prep because I probably shouldn't. But let me just mention quickly that you want to know why baseball's ratings are down 50% in
Why
the last few. They don't give an S.
Zero
I'm so sick of the... No, the little man was trying to get an autograph with about 10 other kids standing at the corner of the dugout all day at spring training. First of all, you know what really ruined... Oh, here he comes. All right. Hey, buddy. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, look at that. That's video game eyes right there. Hi there. How are you?
Hi.
What are you doing? Are you playing Fortnite? Yeah, the new Fortnite that came out? Mm-hmm. Why aren't you looking at the camera? Are you a little shy? You want to look at show those baby blues to the... Yeah, there you go. Hi.
Hi.
Why do you look tired? Were you sleeping?
I slept really good.
Okay.
I just got up early.
All right. Give me a kiss. I love you. I'll see you later. We're going golfing after this. You and I'm going to take you out, get you trained. He's got a tournament this week.
Still doing that kiss on the lips thing, huh?
Why does that bother you? Is that a Latin thing where you don't like that?
No. As I've mentioned, it's cool until it's not cool.
Okay. What's wrong with you? What's the evidence? Why did my camera just go out of focus? That's weird. What is wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with kissing another man on the lips. I've done that before.
Right?
As an older man.
But obviously you took time to notice
it. No, I just, as a kid.
Now you're making me feel weird about it.
As a kid, I told you there was a lot of that going on when I was a child with my nieces. I mean, not with my nieces, Jesus. With my uncles and aunts, you'd kiss.
You're making me feel
cheeks,
uncomfortable.
Right?
You're making me.
But once in a while, we'd have somebody FOB fresh off the boat, and they kiss me on the lips, and that was kind of like, as a little kid, you don't think about it. But once you're like 10, 11, 12, you're like, that felt a little weird.
Well, he's 8. I don't want to continue this discussion. It disturbs me. It's
what
terrible.
About a cheek? Is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well. Can I get back to baseball for a second?
Please, back to
baseball, just the lack of engagement with the fans. It's just when baseball really went sideways is when baseball put up nets. Because now you can say with baseball that the nets were to prevent somebody, either a child or an old lady or an old man who aren't paying attention to the game, from getting beaned with the baseball and having to a series. That's why they did it. That's why they tell you. But it also has served as a really great way to keep the players and the fans separated.
They can't walk up and just grab a ball and
not anywhere. No,
there's
a little side hole immediately to the right of the dugout and to the left of the dugout. Otherwise, you can't. There's no throwing a ball to them or something like that, or to get an autograph.
At spring training?
At spring training. It's nets from the right field and left field foul poles all the way into home plate.
So your line of sight, you're going through a net.
You're looking through a net. Like it used to be just home plate where you looked, because the ball was coming in and foul balls and all that.
Correct.
Now it's the entire field because people were... They reacted to the people that got hurt.
They're looking at the phones.
And a kid in Yankee Stadium got badly injured. It was horrible. But
I could see the big leagues.
You know, I mean, it used to be the disclaimer and stuff like that. So it just, but the whole vibe there, and I love baseball so much. I really did. I bitched about it, and then I went back to another game because tickets now that used to be $90 are $20.
Some of the greatest.
$20.
Greatest games I've ever been to have been in the Cactus League. I was lucky enough to go to a JetBlue park
down in
with
Arizona.
You, yes,
right.
So, but what's fun about minor league spring training is that much like in the minor leagues is that you're in a little ballpark and you see these big league players and they're right in front of you and they're like
intimate access.
Yes.
Yeah, and it doesn't. It's just different, and I don't know.
This is There's what can happen vibe. At a minor league. I'm sorry, at a spring training park. I don't know why I keep saying minor league. Spring training. Is
kind of the same thing.
You can meet the players.
It's utilized as a minor league baseball field, usually after they get out.
You could possibly meet the players. You possibly could. Like, if they're just hanging out, you could possibly meet the players. You could definitely get a ball. The probability of getting a ball, especially if you're a woman in her 20s or a MILF or a young buck or a kid, you're getting a ball.
I have personal evidence that that's true.
Yes. And the prices are great.
Well, they were great, and then they were horribly expensive when baseball was super, super hot, and now they're back to being super cheap again. So I said on a whim yesterday, let's grab one, and we grab one online, And boom, off to the ballpark because he's off this week. And I wanted to do some Daddy Day stuff mm-hmm. with him. And we did. And we had a so perfectly sweet. Good time. But getting back to the whole idea
yes.
of it,
excuse
it's
me.
Fun. But the attitude, there's just an attitude of defensiveness from the players. I was there from about 11:45 for a 1 o'clock game, so an hour and 15 minutes, and didn't see a player until maybe 20 minutes before 1 o'clock because they just hide in their little clubhouse and then come out at the last minute. And I guess we'd miss batting practice. So as far as baseball, I think if there was a little more attention to the fans, especially with the Red Sox spring training environment. And by the way, Red Sox, great job with putting the sunscreen dispensers out for people in South Florida that aren't used to it. And great job on having them all empty. All empty at the beginning
How
of the game.
How dare you?
You didn't refill them. I could go down the line. I could go down the line right away for lack of concessions, lack of attitude from the play. It's just not what it was. And I'm talking about when JetBlue Park a few years back was built, or City of Palms Park down here was built. Mm-hmm. The spring training experience was really something special. Now, I just feel like they're going through the motions. That's the way I feel about it. It's
well,
really
they're
weird.
They're also
to me,
coming you know? Off of that hangover of the lockout.
Yep. And it's like they weren't ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like everybody was saying, well, we're not going to have spring training.
Off.
We got
no
this season
deal.
Off, and then they're catching up. But anyway, that's it. I want to talk about a wonderful weekend that we are coming off of. So many people travel during this time of year to the fabulous Sunshine State of Florida. We live here. And so for us, when we get in the car and we have a 4.5-5 hour road trip to go see my sister in a different part of the state that's known for its vacations,
mm-hmm.
that is a wonderful, wonderful getaway for us. And for me personally, since my wife had taken my son up to Pennsylvania earlier in the winter, it was my first getaway since the pandemic. The first time I have gotten out of here, now I should say we did do a little trip out west when we thought it was over.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That was a little
so
family
it's a year.
Trip. Yeah.
It's a year.
Yeah.
It's less than a year. All right. F it. It's not. This to me was exciting. I felt like I've been cooped up for a long time.
Well, you haven't seen other people outside of your family.
And people I golf with.
Yes.
That's it. So I was super excited. And I love the road trip because you drive down through these little bridges that go through the Keys in Florida. And it's a beautiful. I recommend everybody, if you get a chance, check it out. It doesn't have to be Key West. It can be any number of keys that go through on the tip of Florida as you head down towards the southernmost part of the United States. It was something truly special.
I spent 4 days
in Key West.
In Key West.
Right.
Studying for an accounting exam in business school. What a waste of a trip. But when I got a chance to get out, I would say the night after the test when Shannon flew in, I was blown away.
Came down and visited.
Yes,
you
by the level of alcoholism.
is prevalent. It's rampant. It is the alcoholic capital of the world. There were voices I heard from guys that were like, this guy on the boardwalk down there, where all the little boats are, man, amazing boats down there. You hear,
carrot. Yeah, we got a table for four. We got a table for four.
Like that. There and by the way, I arrived the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Whoa.
So there were still, you know, my sister and my brother-in-law had talked about what it was like walking down there on St. Patrick's Day where, you know, I think they're going to rename some streets just Vomit Avenue or something like that. But it was
St. Patty's Day spills into the weekend.
Right.
We saw a ton of Georgetown students in their St. Patty's Day bar.
Yeah, they make it a weekend, weekend of social. Yes. They did for us as well. Although, really, the days of me hanging out, I've got my son with me. So, I mean, it's not. And there, I'll tell you a cute story a little bit from now because it really was him not wanting us to. We went out to dinner. He didn't want us to stay out too late. And Michael, it was going to be that my sister and Carla and Michael were going to go back to their rental. And what was going to happen was Paul and I were going to hang out at this place just down the boardwalk. And And Michael said, Dad, no, no. And he was kind of pushing me. And I went, okay, you know what? If that's the way you feel about it and you don't want me to look like some of these people around here, I said, let's go back. Let's all go back. And we blew off the Saturday night. We were leaving early on Sunday anyway. But this trip involved, you'll be very proud of me.
Don't
involved
do it, Papa.
Health, where I finally became that parent with the bike rack. Is that your lovely wife next to you over there? Is that... can she lean in and say hi?
Oh, no, everybody? She just walked out. She was
all right.
She was just she was like, ask him if he did dad grass.
We forgot to bring it.
No problem. No problem.
But I'll tease you with real grass.
Oh!
That will come into play. Me.
Yes, you.
And more importantly, Carla.
Oh, my God.
So, where was I? We came back. We took a bike rack. I actually have acquired a bike rack for the back of Carla's car, and put two bicycles on the back, the full grown ones, and Michael's little bike in the back of the SUV.
Key West, great biking town. Great biking town.
And that's what you do.
Yeah.
And off we went. I was very proud of that. Got down, made reasonable time, got there. A lot of traffic this time of year. Going into and coming out of the Keys. Got down there. Had a wonderful dinner at my sister's place. And as the evening progressed, I guess I brought up the subject of dadgrass that we had unfortunately left the dadgrass behind and did not bring it with us. And I don't know how it started, but I don't want to go into too many specifics.
Cool, clearly.
But protect the somehow innocent. Someone mentioned that, well, where they live... there's a, you know, there it's a legal thing, and they brought out one joint.
Oh.
The conversation led to that. Mrs. O'Mara was extremely curious because Mrs. O'Mara, I believe, is a closet pothead. I truly believe that. For
like
those of you that listen to this
wife.
Show, yes. For those of you that listen to this show, you will know that I've had a really traumatic experience with that, and so it takes a lot for me. However, there was a little drinking before dinner. There was a little wine, and I think at a certain point I was in a relaxed state of mind, and I said, well, I'll give it a go. I will give it a go. I was going to wait till I was 70 years old. I'm 62. I said, what the hey? And, you know, after much... oh, it's relaxing. You just don't do too much and it'll be fine. I will tell you here on this show that I enjoyed two tokes as I was sitting there with my sister and my brother-in-law and my wife.
Mm.
Now, my sister Kathy and I think we are members of the Two Toke Club. I believe my brother-in-law maybe the three toke club. Perhaps four, but maybe three. But the four toke, I'm sorry, check that. The five toke club, the winner goes to Mrs. Michael S. O'Mara, Carla O'Mara, with the five toke club.
Which, for those of you not in the know, if you don't smoke pot on a regular basis and haven't for years, that's a joint shared amongst friends is one thing, but if you're the one that says I don't want to waste it type of situation, you keep smoking.
Pony, you're a pothead. So we're gonna bring you in on this, Pony.
Yes,
I experienced in rather short order the feeling of it felt like somebody was sort of slowly pushing a tennis ball through the top of my head. Anything close to my head felt heavy very quickly.
Yeah, that's a new one for me.
That's why I'm never doing it again, because I know it's going to get worse if I did it, because nobody else. What do you experience? What is your first toke experience?
Just a little bit of lightheadedness and just a calm, relaxed feeling. I think that so much of it depends on what you're having, like the strain that you're having.
I take one toke and I already feel like I'm stepping off the tilt-a-whirl. I don't like it. It makes me paranoid. But I mean, I was very careful to take two tiny tokes. In fact, I took the one, got a little bit of a feeling, took one more, and stopped, not because I thought I couldn't have gone a little further, but by this point, Mrs. O'Mara is in a state of hysterics that that I've never seen. She is, I don't want to say she's completely out of control, but she is laughing.
She's goofy.
And goofy, yeah, for the next 25 minutes, where it was just like, let me see if I, it's her voice, but I'm like, she's like, no way. And this lasted for the people that are in my sister's building down there. Our apologies. Wow. It went on and on and on and on, and it just didn't stop. Paul has his sitting on the outdoor chairs like this, with this look on his face.
And yeah, Kathy's going, yeah, he's hugging himself.
And my sister and I are both
yeah, because you're O'Mara's.
What does that mean?
Because you, unfortunately, and I am that way as well. You've been raised with so much guilt that you're not like it's being out of control when it's not alcohol is scary. It's a different.
Kathy, I think, has probably enjoyed it. I am not in the same. I felt that
the way
over right over my eyes. And I said, no more, no want more. And then I'm looking at my wife. I said, I don't want to do this. So it went on and on. And on and on. It was absolutely stunning how long it lasted. And then I would say probably right about at the half hour mark, that's when she said, I'm seeing double.
Oh, my God.
What? Now, why do you say, oh, my God? Because she's taking a foreign body into her system, you know?
I don't think I've ever been to the point where I've seen double. But
but Pony, what we're not accounting for, and we should highlight this, and I'm not even talking about our advertiser. You are smoking what is probably a potent joint from a strain of weed that is built to do that from the Northeast. So it's supposed to do this to you, especially if you have a low THC tolerance. If you
what say you, Pony Boy?
I think he's absolutely right. This was most likely something that was really high in THC and very low in CBD. So it's not like
it's the opposite of dad grass.
Exactly. Correct. Exactly. And
so yeah.
Oh, go ahead. And two hits is probably going to be too much for a lot of people.
Yeah, it wasn't for me. I had my faculty.
I have been
I didn't
goofy.
Soil myself.
My wife we were with. With a friend, and they had made pot brownies, and I half the pan because I get the munchies when they're pot brownies.
You and ate half of the pan?
White one, and then later on when everybody passed out, I went and found the pan of brownies, and I ate half the pan.
And did you know they were pot brownies?
Yes, but I was so hungry I didn't care. I was like, oh, I'll be able to handle this.
And did you, how long after you ate your first brownie, how long before you felt the effects?
No more than 15 minutes, and I was already feeling high.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. See, you have a tolerance.
And it was so scary because you're so out of control that you're like, I can't believe I got the spins and I'm goofy and Shannon.
See, it spins.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So it's not. Yeah. So double vision spins.
Yes. Yeah.
Dizzy.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It's terrible.
I'm not there.
It's
I don't
terrible.
Like that.
I hate it.
You ever get the spins or double vision, Pony?
I've had the spins, but not double vision. I think, again, it depends on what you're having, how you're having it, and who you're with. And I think...
Who cares?
It's the chemical. It's
yeah,
how much
exactly.
How much THC's in...
Well, I had enough, and I'm here to tell you, I'm not going back anytime soon. I will maybe try the dad grass.
Yeah.
But as far as this... So Carla's like going, and it's just like seeing double... 10 minutes after that, it's like, I'm ready to go to bed. Can you? She looks over at me. She goes, can you help me? Can you help me to bed? And then she does this walk where she's looking, she's walking like a 98-year-old woman, where she's like putting both feet down like a dinosaur, boom, 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 and I'm assisting her down to the bedroom. They live in a, they have a townhouse down there. Fabulous. Yeah. He's done well.
Must be nice.
But anyway, it's like down down to the bedroom. And, you know, not shortly thereafter, it was the...
Yes.
Yeah, right away.
That's... It's fun when it starts, but when the car goes on off autopilot and into like ludicrous mode, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's scary. That's when it starts getting worried.
That iPad sounds good, doesn't it? Yeah. All right, let me hear it.
There we go.
There it is.
There we go.
Now
little too hot.
It.
Little too hot.
Oh, that's too hot.
Little not line noise there. Okay, there we go. Boom.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. Let me fix.
Line noise is gone.
I never noticed the cough at the end of that before.
Of the,
oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the I've used that for 30 years.
That's a good one.
I've actually, let me try it one more time. All right, now I don't hear the, okay. Here we go. Did you hear that? Did that come through?
Yeah, that came through. Loud and clear.
Try it one more time. By the way, hear that?
That's a cable issue, it sounds like. Or a phone near the board.
It's my phone. All right, there's a phone near the board. I don't know. How could there be a phone near the board? I don't understand that. All right. Let me try this again.
There we go.
That sounds good, doesn't it?
No, it's, you know, quality. Nothing but the best. When we move, Mike.
When did we ever friggin' decide iPads were a way to do a show?
When you didn't want the instant replay. You didn't want it.
Yeah. Well, the instant, I wish they were back now.
You take them?
But anyhow, no. No, that's antiquated technology. Thank you very much. But to make a long story short, multiples, then she went to bed, drifted immediately off to sleep. I, too, with my two toke, you know, even, and by the way, it was not so palatial an estate that we didn't have three of us in a bed, my wife, my son, and myself. So Ball Crusher McGee was visiting me in the middle of the night. And then in the morning, Carla was Logie. Really? Mm-hmm. She did have, you never get a hangover. Well, you know, bull ass. She had a horrible hangover.
Yeah.
She felt like death because of the marijuana.
Yes.
All right?
So that's the bottom line is the stigma of it affects your life.
Oh, I not only, I smoke. You feel bad because you drink. If you smoked, you wouldn't feel bad. You'd wake up feeling great. You'd have no problem at all. You'd be able to write a symphony, and then you'd never get into a car accident, and you'd never use bad judgment. BS, 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 BS.
It all depends on the level and moderation in which you imbibe.
Well, five toke Carla, which will be her name forever. She certainly enjoyed that. So, anywho, Pony, that's my cue.
Yes,
for that.
Pony, come on, for God's sakes, he did it once.
Pay attention to that. I really.
What else are you looking at, for God's sakes?
So, Carla was fine. A lot more to talk about. I'll do one more break before we do the news today, because I want to tell you about the coolest experience. Oh. Of the trip to Key West. It involves the United States military, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
Romeo and Juliet.
Give me a little level on that,
Anthony,
please.
Antony and Cleopatra. Bogey and Bacall. Add to that list another one of the world's greatest love stories.
Five toke
Mike
Carla.
And Carla O'Mara. Their love is like
five
the red rose
Carla.
That's newly sprung in June. Their love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. And nowhere is that love story more on display than the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Yes, fall in love with love again and again with a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription. Lovingly tap the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and order the TMOS Bonus Show today. You'll love it, just like Carla loves Mike.
Thank you. Thanks so much. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Freshly. Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly offers quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries need to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes. Mm. No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner after a rough day at work or an infuriating commute, so skip the grocery shopping and dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked and fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, preferences, tastes, and family size. Oscar, you love Freshly.
Love
you have
it.
Forever. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly is offering our listeners $40 off your first two orders when you go to freshly.com/TMOS. That's $40 off freshly.com/TMOS. So, she rallies Saturday morning. It's the big day. That's the day for my son. That's the day where we're going to ride bikes over to this, it's called the Zachary Taylor Fort.
I've been.
Fort during the 1800s.
I've done that ride.
Super cool.
Yes.
And right next to that is the Key West equivalent of the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Very small, you know, Key
Little
West
guy.
Is not. If you want beachy, that you're in the wrong place. But it is
someone
a great.
Someone told me that, and I didn't believe him. And I got there, and I'm like, they were right.
Yeah, it's a tiny little public beach, very small, but very cool.
Yes.
And we get down there, we ride our bikes, it's hot, it's balls hot. But we ride, and it's kind of cool, and I really, really enjoy that. It goes without saying that my sister in the evening, when it's dinner time, the bikes are put away, and we walk. And my sister's scale of walking, for every... my sister considers a mile to be 20 yards. She'll say, it's just about
just
a block.
Right over there.
And then 11 miles later, when blisters are popping up on my feet and my hips are going, where are you going? And the best was Saturday night where we walked to this restaurant that seemed like, I said, are we walking back to Miami to get to this restaurant? And it was great to get there and see that they were closed. That they didn't take reservations, so you didn't call ahead, and then we walked a mile back to the other, and then a mile back to her place, and she's super fit, and my brother-in-law, and I tell that story all the time, and all their houses are vertical, and it's climb, walk, ride, And I'm sorry, I am a failing, sedentary individual, please. But I hung, and I walked the miles, and I rode the
Good
miles,
man.
And I did it all.
Good
so
man.
Saturday, we go to this beach, and... after the beach, we are going to check out the fort, which we did. But as we are lying there on the beach and Michael was swimming, we were, I was dressed kind of in shorts and stuff. I didn't plan on going swimming. And I look out and this beach at the tip of Key West is located right next to the Naval Air Base. It's right there. It's right down in the same area. And as I look out, I see all these rafts. And as I look a little closer... these rafts have a military look to them. And as I look even closer, suddenly I see, there are these guys, like dressed in full military garb with guns and everything, that are like 8 to a raft, 9 to a raft.
Yes.
And I am fascinated by this. And who went over first? It might have been Carla that took a walk first with Michael. And then we all ended up over there. And there is a no admittance fence. And on the beach, on the other side of this fence, are like 10 rafts. Mm. And what I'm watching and what I determined later, I am almost certain I was watching, I was watching Navy SEAL teams at work. It was amazing. I am watching Navy SEAL teams that are getting it done out there. And it was far enough away where you could see them. They're dropping some of them off. They're floating in the water. They're training, and then suddenly I see at the end, there seems to be a platoon or a group of these guys, look like maybe 20 of them,
yeah.
I'm not sure, and they're doing their sprints. They're doing their jog. Full uniforms. They got those floppy hats that they wear, and they've got the guns mounted, and they're running right towards us. And this
shirts
time,
on, shirts off.
They've got the full uniforms on.
Wow.
Like olive drab uniforms. They're coming towards us, and I
feel like
I start to
Baywatch slow sequence.
Suddenly, I'm looking at the faces here, and I see one guy, the lead guy, the guy that was the fastest, was a young guy, and I said, these are maybe recruits. Then I'm looking at other guys, and they're not the youngsters. They're badasses, and they look like badasses. I got all these G.I. Joes running toward me. My son's up against the fence. Carla's up against the fence.
Yeah, I bet
she's using it for support at this particular time. My sister is there to the right of us, and they run and they grab a big handful of sand.
Mm-hmm.
in both their hands, and then they're running back to the drill instructors who were all dressed with the fluorescent green tops. It was just, you know,
what do they do with the sand?
That's the show that they picked it up. They bring it back and drop it, I think, at the feet of the drill instructor.
They build a castle there.
Yeah,
Matt Bloom.
You know what? You know,
you're in a fantasy land right now. They're not building sand castles.
Freedom's not free. Freedom's not free, Matt Bloom.
I'm so sorry.
I thought they would have to throw in each other's faces and then try to, like, you know, simulate
warfare. No, it was just it was physical training. They were doing physical training.
And how do you fight without eyes?
One of these guys, one of the older guys, does a little pivot and says to my sister, "Hello, ma'am." As he turned around, I was like, "This is so cool, so badass." I don't know who it was. I can't tell you if it was SEALs. I know SEALs.
I did. I would have.
I don't know if she giggled. I don't know if it was SEALs. I read online that the SEALs have trained at this base. That they do their name, but they were guys with big long flippers. And they had their guns, and they dropped them off in the water with it. It was the American military on full display, but like you wouldn't believe that there are people out there. You know, as we are deciding whether or not to get our Krispy Kreme, these guys are getting it done, and it was badass. That's the way.
It's
that's
inspiring.
All I wanted to say.
And it's not because of all people, Mike. You're not a warmonger, but you like to know, as we all.
I love the military. I love.
We want to know we're prepared in case something goes down.
In this day and age, I mean, don't you think we should be? And, and it's really, these people that have done amazing things. It was just super cool that was all happening. And incidentally, I think people from the base, there was a family in the middle of all this training sitting there having a beach day. Not on our side of the fence where all the beachgoers were, but they were, I guess, military.
Yeah.
And they were sitting there having a family beach day with all this training going on around them. It was super cool to see. And to the guys that are getting that done, the military trainees, and I think they were SEALs. I'm pretty sure they were Navy SEALs.
Take some video next time.
It was, I couldn't, there were a bunch of people doing that. Yeah. I felt like I was a spy if I was doing that. I don't know. I felt weird about it. It was definitely a weird little thing, you know. And I was nurturing Carla, who was in her post-high recovery mode. That's what it was. Yeah. And then we got to the fort. We went to the fort after that. Dad sat down. Carla did me. Not only did she recover from her night before when she was still a Logan, she took Michael through the fort, which I've seen before, and I don't need to see again. The 1800s fort and the reenactors. You know I don't like reenactors.
Did a lot of that in Puerto Rico. And
there's a big fort there too. There are forts everywhere.
Yeah, and look, the view from the forts are 10
out
of 10.
How is that for an intelligent statement? There are forts everywhere. Very good, Mike. Nice job. Thank you.
The views are cool.
Yeah.
They've to a man, same build, quality, nothing crazy. An old cannon.
And
then you move on. That's
then I saw Carla standing over talking to the reenactor who was like showing him a musket for like 25 minutes. I'm like, can we go? Can we go?
But when
please?
You're a kid, it's cool. Like,
my son.
Did he get to take a picture on top of the pyramid of cannonballs? Did that happen?
Hope so. I was sitting on a bench trying to catch my wind.
Was it worth taking the bikes down?
Yeah, totally worth taking the bike down. With the bike rack, and we're going to go on more little bike trips to places where bike, because Florida's flat and biking is easy, and it's better than, being sedentary and watching your feet swell. You know, I mean, that's just basically where I'm at. That's it. Thank you. And God bless America.
Yes.
That's what that was about. We'll come back with the news.
If you missed the latest bonus show, you missed a lot.
One day you may find yourself outside or looking out a window to see an extremely bright flash.
Oh my God, why are we here?
I'm a bear to be around.
Hey, come on down. Who wants to get hit with a wooden spoon?
Manassas will survive, like the cockroach.
I said Dennis. He said,
he gets a free pass.
Maybe because he didn't get the tip. She didn't get the tip.
You a pothead, Bloom?
He used to be.
Dabble. Right. The TMOS bonus show is your only chance to get that fifth hour of comedy power, and it's sent to your device every Friday. Try a week, a month, or a whole year. Your support keeps that comedy train chugging. Get your subscription today. Click the bonus show banner now at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Thank you, Jim Amato. By the way, during this portion of the program, I've just killed my glass of liquid IV. There is no better time than right now to make sure you are feeling your best. I love Liquid IV. I love it so much. I think I've got another bag of my strawberry that I'm going to go out and get because it's so good and I've gone through the entire bag. Really, make sure you're feeling your best self. That's exactly my plan. The help of my favorite hydration product, Liquid IV. Getting warm down here in Florida, so I drink tons of this. One stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates faster and more efficiently. I'm tasting that strawberry right now.
Nice.
It hydrates more efficiently than water alone. Plus, Liquid IV has incredible hydration flavors like watermelon, lemon lime, grape, pina colada, and my beloved strawberry. What makes Liquid IV so effective? Cellular transport technology, CTT. It's the optimal ratio of glucose, sodium, and potassium to deliver water and nutrients to the bloodstream super fast. Plus, Liquid IV is out to change the world by donating to hospitals, first responders, veterans, and active military. Liquid IV has donated over 19 million servings globally. Grab Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order when you use promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com. Experience better hydration today at liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start with Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck. Jen-Aff, or Ben-Lo. Bennifer, thank you very much. I knew it was something like that. They're taking the next step in their relationship, and it's a big one. It really is.
What is it? What could it be?
They are buying a 50. They put down $50 million on a spectacular estate out in L.A. That's according to TMZ.
Nice.
They are buying a, get ready for this, 20,000 square foot estate in Bel Air. The home has 10 bedrooms. 17 bathrooms. My God, that's almost a month you can poop in a different bathroom every day.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that special? It has multiple kitchens, a theater, a gym, his and her baths. Yeah, there's 17 of them. How about he goes on one end of the one wing and she goes into the other wing? It has multiple kitchens. And let me see, a pool. The house is super private, tucked away in a forest of trees. It has an incredible city view. We're told they sealed the deal in the mid-50 million range. Sources say it's not a completely done deal yet. There's still contingencies that must be satisfied. It is a big move, and we're told the entire brood from both sides will be living there. Oh, Jennifer Garner, too?
Well, she lives right down the street.
Well, really? She's a Bel Air person, too?
When my sister lived in Bel Air, she lived up the street.
Really?
Like a few houses up.
Well, everyone's talking about this being a precursor to marriage, Oscar. So the home is listed for $65 million. So the seller went down in price. I hope he didn't take a hit. And speaking of the seller, his name is Todd Lemkin. He is a Texas billionaire, for those that were curious. So congratulations to J-Lo. I love that. Hollywood knows. I really do. Amy Schumer has some ideas. The 40-year-old comedian who is set to co-host the 2022 Oscars next weekend opened up about the gig. She's in an upcoming episode of The Drew Barrymore Show, and here's what she says. Quote, I think there is definitely pressure in one way to be like, this is a vacation. Let people forget. We just want to have this night. But it's like, we all have so many eyes and ears on this show. I think it's a great opportunity to at least comment on a couple of things. I have some jokes that kind of highlight the sort of current condition. I mean, there are so many awful things happening that it seems hard to focus on which one. She went on to say, revealing that she'd tried pitching producers at the Oscars to having Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky appear via satellite. What do you think? I don't know. I'm not sure if it's that type of forum on the
Oscars. I think that, frankly, that's what makes an impact during those broadcasts.
Okay, so you would you'd be in
favor of this? Was it Michael Douglas that came? Who came out that one day and he was against, he talked about China. And I don't know if it was Michael Douglas and talked about what was happening in Red Square.
Well, she's not afraid to go there. Yeah. She has pitched the idea of having Zelensky satellite or make a tape or something just because of that. We'll see if it happens. I'm not sure if it's going to happen or not, but that's from Schumer. Yeah. She's kind of an activist.
It's broadcast to billions of people. Yeah. Hundreds of millions of people.
All right. Well, who knows? Speaking of award shows, Kanye West has been barred from performing at the Grammy Awards due to his concerning online behavior. A rep for the artist confirms that to Variety. The Recording Academy and CBS are confirming this, but they did not immediately respond to requests for comment. The report stated the decision was made partially because of concerns over possible interactions between West and Grammy host Trevor Noah, who is not funny. West used a slur against Noah in an Instagram post regarding comments the Daily Show host made regarding his split with Kardashian. That resulted in a 24-hour ban from the platform. So Kanye ain't going to be on the Grammys.
Noah's response to him was the high road of high roads. And I'm paraphrasing here, something along the lines that he wants Kanye to get help. And Mike, you know, we've joked around a ton of times at Kanye's expense because of his erratic behavior.
Right.
And if you watch, and I might have mentioned this before, but those who haven't, you would be the level of, what's the best way, regard and praise you would give, or maybe respect you would give, that's the word, respect you would give Kanye West after watching his Netflix documentary, the first two parts of how hard he had to work to break into the music business industry mm-hmm. by himself, and the way that he took care of his mother. And then the third part where you see this rise of fame completely when he becomes a billionaire go out of control. It's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a lot to do with mental health.
Do you think he's got issues?
I think he is bipolar and nobody's helping him. Nobody's helping him because he's so wealthy.
Because of the wealth and and the fame. Yeah. That's the way it goes. You probably wouldn't believe this with all the chaos that has happened in America over the past few years, but we're pretty happy in our lives, relatively speaking. Every year, Gallup puts out a World Happiness Report, which ranks how people in more than 140 countries evaluate the quality of their lives to find the world's happiest countries. And for the fifth year in a row, Finland is number one. Don't they drink a lot in Finland too? I think
I don't know that to be a fact.
Well, they're all Scandinavian countries. Finland number one, Denmark number two, Iceland number three, and the rest of the top 10 is Switzerland, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Sweden, Norway, Israel, and New Zealand. Mm. So there are five Nordic countries in the top 10. The U.S. is number 16 out of 146 countries. Not bad. We're just below Germany and Canada, and just ahead of the UK and the Czech Republic. Well, it's not the Czech Republic. It's I don't know what, Czechia? What the
Czechoslovakia?
I have no idea. They're ahead of the U.S. Czechia. Czechia? That's not right, and it's not Chechnya.
I think it's Chechnya.
Yeah, well, they didn't put the end in there. Chechnya. I don't think it's Chechnya. You know what? I should do a little better work. It's been a tough week. Thank you very much. Afghanistan, Lebanon, and Zimbabwe are the countries where people are least satisfied and happy with their lives. They finished just below Rwanda, Botswana, Lesotho, Sierra Leone, Tanzania, Malawi, Zambia, and India. So there's that.
There's a lot. There's been countries. A push towards mental health, you know, that Mike, across the country as of this past year.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe we'll rank up next year.
Who knows? I'd love to see that. It would be wonderful. Here's somebody who's ranking down. Maury Povich, you are not the father of another season. Maury has been canceled after 31 seasons. Well, Maury, go relax. Enjoy your retirement. Come on. 31 seasons. The show debuted in 1991 as the Maury Povich Show, then became Maury in 1998, Maury relaxes. He's got a good golf game. Maury always dealt in salacious topics, but unlike Jerry Springer, he tried to fake a certain air of gravitas and nobility, at least for a minute. Then came the lie detectors and paternity tests.
Well, he had to compete.
Horrible television, man. And all of it was pretty much out the window. So what's next for Maury? Nothing. He's retiring. He's 83. Maury Povich is 83 years old. Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know what network. I didn't know his show was still around, with all due respect. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that he was still on a network.
Yeah, on a network. Morning Post.
It has to be like USA, like After Dark, right? Something.
Yeah, and paternity test. I mean, I go by it every time I see it, so that's it. I guess it was only a matter of time before the people at Cinnamon Toast Crunch realized toast was right there in the same because they just unveiled a new spreadable version. Ooh. Of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's called Cinnamon Toast Crunch Creamy Cinnamon Spread. Mm. Americans will find a way to deliver sugar in any form possible. They will do that.
But
it comes in a jar and looks like peanut butter. I've seen these. They're
I would do it.
Cookie spreads now are delicious.
I would do it.
I'm
a fan of the cereal who isn't. And
right?
Sometimes you'll get a morsel with a little more Cinnamon Toast Crunch dust on it when you're eating the cereal. Like, this one was a good one. Good bite,
delicious
good bite.
Cereal. I'll give it to you.
But a spread on some Wonder Bread. Oh.
Sure. You can put it on some bread, or you can put it on fruit, or as a dessert topping. Hey, it's a dessert topping, you cow. Or they suggest keeping things simple and eating it with a spoon straight out of the jar. That might be happening right now in a medical facility somewhere in Fairfax County. Anyway, a group of people recently stayed at an Airbnb in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and they stole everything.
Oh, no.
Including the appliances. The booking was made for one person and their pet, but security cameras showed five or six people ransacking the place. They stole a bunch of small stuff, like the hair dryer and vacuum, and they also ripped off all the TVs off the wall along with the washer and dryer. They ended up leaving the washer in the middle of the living room. So they either ran out of time or ran out of space to pack it in there. Here's the dumb part, though. One of them actually used their actual ID when they booked the place. So cops know exactly who they are. Last we heard, they were just waiting on warrants to arrest everyone. Here's the good news. When they left, the kitchen was spotless. Isn't that fantastic? We have to take a break. When we come back, there you go, Pony. You're getting better at that. Oh, cheater, bro. We will come back with Oscar being attacked by a dog.
Yes.
That's the truth, Ruth. And we'll do that when we come back. You have the distinct pleasure, honor, and joy of listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back at Red Hall 8.
Hello, this is internet sensation Tati Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Mara Show.
No. You don't use a promo from how long ago was that? How long ago was he with us?
Oh, it was like 2 years.
4 years ago.
4 years ago.
He liked him a lot. That's why he played it.
Yeah, Tati was fun.
Yeah.
He liked Tati.
Yeah.
So you picked it, Pony?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, get your act together. Anyway, welcome back to... we have to have somebody to pick on when Rob's gone.
Yes, true.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Theragun. I love Theragun. Carla finally showed me where she was hiding the battery charger, and I was working on my ankle last night. Don't let the stress of daily life... There's a little more information than you needed. Yes, my horrible ankle. But don't let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. Whether you're an elite athlete or someone like me just trying to be tension-free, Theragun can help. Theragun is the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tensions using depth, speed, and power, and it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Gen 4 Theragun gets to the source of the pain by releasing tension using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. There's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen and design is amazing. Theragun is trusted by 250 pro athletes and pro sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Maria Sharapova, plus hundreds of thousands of customers and May, yours truly, May. Try Theragun for 30 days starting at only $199. Go to therabody.com/TMOS right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TMOS. Remember, therabody.com/TMOS. Back to the show. Whoa. I thought I had dog stories, but you got a better dog story because you took Santos to the dog park.
Yes. City dog parks, for those not in the know, are hit or miss because some are taken care of. Some of them have AstroTurf. Some of them have, frankly, a nice rapport with the people that are there where everybody knows each other.
I'd like one with AstroTurf because I think they're filthy. I think they're gross. I find dog parks to be a little
nasty. Some of them
are
full of dirt because the grass has been torn up.
And it's gross. Those are the ones that are gross with like pee and poo and dirt.
Yeah. So we have a dog park in our neighborhood, but I don't know if this comes with affluence or, as Mike likes to say, the attitude of like I'm owed.
The entitlement.
So the Georgetown dog park isn't as fun near our house because it's people that don't want to talk to you, and if the dog
stay
acts
stay away
up,
from my Irish wolfhound. Excuse me, is that your golden doodle? Could you please keep him off my champion line of Jack Russell Terrier?
There's a lot of that. A lot of Portuguese water dogs. Don't know.
Yeah, I know.
What the hell
I
is
know.
That anyways?
The foo-foo dogs.
Yeah.
What's that?
What the hell is that? I've heard that term before. Portuguese water dog.
They're beautiful. They're beautiful hounds.
Didn't
they're,
one of the administrations have one of those?
I think Obama had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There I you think. Go. So we decide to walk probably a mile away to a dog park more downtown, near the office.
And a working man's dog park.
A lot of rescues show up there, but people talk to you and they like tell you their dog's names and they're like, and so you actually feel like you're socializing instead of just staring out into the sun like you don't see the person in front of you. So,
right. I get it. I understand.
Because with a cat, I guess for me, Mike, I want to know the dog's name so I can say hi to the other dog and introduce my dog to their dog and say, this is
Sunny was the Obama's dog, a Portuguese water dog.
Thank you.
Who was first dog along with Bo.
With Bo.
There we are. The Portuguese water dog is originally from the Algarve region of Portugal.
Ooh. Woo.
Yeah.
So just cooler, more sociable people at the other dog park. We go on Saturday. We know that there's going to be a big bath afterwards for Santos because they like to roll around. Some of these are mangy mutts. Fine. We go. And Santos, the first time, and Mike, I don't have kids. Hopefully one day that'll happen. But the first time we ever went to this dog park, Santos was shy and he would like sit next to us. And over the past few weeks, he's become more social. So now he'll go to the gate when new dogs come and
well,
he says
great.
Hello and it's nice,
that's great.
Right?
Good
so his confidence is built up.
It's confidence.
Well, why are you laughing?
Because it's just funny to think of him being shy and not doing that. I understand that. Yeah. That's like his. I get it. I get how it works. Winslow, first time we took him to a dog park, he was a maniac. He just took off. It's the breed.
Yeah.
It's the nature. It's why I'm being sliced every time when he jumps out when Carly gets home. And I'm in my chair where I live, and he slices me and everything like that. But I'm glad that you. By the way, was this a dirt or an AstroTurf dog park?
This unfortunately is a dirt one.
The dirt one. Yes. Right? What was the foo-foo one? Is that an AstroTurf?
That's real grass.
Real grass. A lovely maintained grass.
Beautiful, beautiful grass.
They bring in the workers to rake it. Yeah. All right. I get it.
So
I understand.
We go to the dirt guy because that's where nicer people are. And I always thought that if something ever happened to me personally or I was attacked or in danger, that Santos would at least bark or react. And I found out the hard way this past weekend that none of that will ever happen because roughly 15 minutes before we leave, we're there for 45 minutes. Santos had a handful of dogs to come through. So he had some exercise and he's getting a little tired. This dog comes in that looks like, it's definitely a mutt mix, but it looks like, it's the cross between like a miniature pincher. And has the body of a lab, but like stocky, like all muscle. Right.
Almost like that sounds like it could look like a pit bull too.
Almost. Okay. But I knew it wasn't a pit bull.
All right.
So I asked the lady, I was like, oh, what's his name? And I'm like, this is Santos. And let's just call him Max for, argument's sake. And I'm like, come on here, Max.
Yeah, because lawsuits are pending.
Yes. And Max comes over and sniffs me. And then the owner says he likes the tennis ball thrown. So I don't mind picking up the dirty tennis ball and throwing it, right?
Oh, man. How much COVID's on that?
So then, see, we live in two different worlds. We start playing, and then Max, takes to me like I'm his owner, starts coming back to me. And then another dog comes in, steals a ball from Max, but Max still wants to play with me. And she said, I think he used to have a male owner because he gets very like playful around males. So this is somewhat of a rescue. And all of a sudden, Max starts playing this game where he starts jumping up and high. For those of you that don't have dogs, some of these dogs can jump really high out of the blue.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And like holding on to my arm, which luckily had a jacket, and pulling on my arm like I'm one of those trainers that's playing with him, and he's attacking my arm, but I feel his teeth going through my jacket.
So he's actually really attacking you.
Yes.
Hold on. Yes. Hold on a second. Yes, seconds. Michael. What? Mr. Santana is telling a story. What? What?
A secret's being told into
my No. All right. So thank you, buddy. Thank you. Appreciate that. Just a scheduling question. Go ahead.
It's okay.
He's actually biting you?
Yes, he's biting me. And I said, no biting. Like that norm. No biting. Like nervous.
Is that kind of a message to the owner too?
Yes, right? yes. No.
Get him the F off of me.
I'm like, no biting. No biting, Max. No biting. Yeah.
So are you shaking your arm at this
yes.
point? Because he's really, and, so he's got a death grip on
he's
you.
Got a death grip. He's not letting go. Like no biting, like pulling me to the ground almost. Like I hit my knee just to like pull
Where's
my
the
arm
owner
back.
When this is all going on?
Standing 5 feet from me.
Did Santos spring to your defense?
Santos is hanging out with Mama Shannon being like, look at that big dummy.
I'm look not, at him getting attacked.
Look at him getting attacked. I am sure he deserves this somehow. That's what he gets for playing with other dogs.
Did you? It didn't break skin, though.
No, it ripped my jacket.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was like, you know, whatever the lady's name, I said, Max is, I would call, you know, aggressive. And she said, he can come off as aggressive, but he's just playing. And as she's saying, playing.
Well, I can come off as being a bit difficult when you're going to replace my effing jacket.
Mike, I kid you not. As she's telling me he's just playing, Max chomps onto my other arm.
Oh, my God.
And I said, he's not playing. This is not a game.
Did you get heavy with her?
I got heavy with her. And I said, and this is what you have to do. You have to become the alpha male. You have to say, Max, stop it. Like yelling, right?
This is not okay.
So he rips my other arm. So I have two ripped arms at the dog park on my jacket. And I say, sit. And I luckily had a bone in my pocket. And then I started like, because it's not Max's fault. It's the owner's fault for not, like literally saying, this
he
is how he
plays. He comes off as aggressive. When he sinks his teeth into your forearm, he comes off as a little playful. A little playful. Did she apologize?
She said, I'm so sorry. I've never really seen him do that. You must have really a good way, like nice way with dogs. I'm like, nice way with dogs.
Thank you, lady. Thank you. You'll be in touch with my attorney later.
Yeah, but just know this. You know what's wrong and what's right.
Right.
At a dog park especially.
Yeah, if you've got a dog that's going to potentially shred a Latin American male, might want to leave it back in the house.
And Shannon's like, I'm like, Shannon, why don't you say it? She goes, it seemed like you had things under control. No.
Thanks, honey. Thank you very much. All right, we'll be right back, everybody.
From Austin, Texas.
Say woo! Who's the P1 Hall of Fame hustler that all the listeners love? You damn right. The men want to be like him and the women want to get with him. Or maybe it's the other way around. Man, this cat Tripp is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
Hey, I'm just talking about Tripp Affleck. When you're ready to make the scene, be like P1 Hall of Famer Tripp Affleck and get all the fly gear from the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner, fool.
Thank you. Appreciate that. That's an interesting one. Ah, those silly white guys, Twitch and Jim Amato. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hello. I'm Mike O'Mara, AARP member. True. Oh, sure, I'm still young at heart, but as we get older, we're more concerned about affordable health care, lower prescription costs, and protecting Social Security and Medicare. AARP advocates for you and offers financial resources, fraud protection, help, information on joining local volunteer groups, and much, much more. AARP knows that you have a lot of good years ahead. I used to think AARP was just for old people, but anyone over 50 can truly benefit from family caregiving support, access to news and community events, driving safety tips, job boards, and resume advice. Not to mention great discounts on things like prescriptions not covered by Medicare and up to 15% off meals at participating restaurants. I will always say it like that. Remember, AARP is the largest advocacy group for people that are 50 plus. Call. This is what I want you to do. I want you to try the benefits for yourself. Go to AARP.org/TMOS to join for just $12 for your first year with automatic renewal. You'll get a second membership for free, plus AARP, the magazine, and a free gift. That's AARP.org/TMOS.
Sound. Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown. Time for Soundtown. Yeah, I'm doing Soundtown today. So in honor to our good friend Rob, who will hopefully be back soon, and we wish him the very, very best. This is stupid burglars and or burglars who are mentally ill or burglars who are just doing weird stuff. This is a guy that breaks into a house and he steals shoes.
Oh,
but he doesn't steal shoes the way you would expect him to steal shoes. He only steals one particular shoe. I think it's the left or the right side. I don't know which one. Listen to this guy. He's complaining about the fact that he only stole 1 foot size. You know, I mean, the left or the right.
One of the pair.
Good start. Good start to Soundtown, Mike.
The most messed up thing about it is that they took a bunch of left shoes. Just come forward and drop off the shoes. Just leave them here. I don't need to turn them over to the cops. I don't care about that. I pray that God put some sense into them and they just do the right thing at least.
All left foot.
This is a genius. This is a genius mastermind, though.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't just leave you with a shoe you can't wear because you only have one side of the pair.
Mm-hmm.
It also leaves you with what is, frankly, a mind F of who the hell would do something like this?
Well, you wonder. You wonder about that. Maybe it was Daniel Day-Lewis. That's an old movie reference. My left foot, way back.
You rather have that or someone just come like the other highline, lowbrow, which I always felt was just a bridge too far, was if someone defecated in your shoes.
I hold out also the possibility that the guy might have been an idiot. But maybe not. I just think when you're breaking in somewhere and you're grabbing stuff really fast, but if they were all left feet. Maybe not. Who knows? I'm not gonna lose any sleep over it. I'm talking to Pony before the show, and I'm telling him when it comes to Soundtown, one of the things I really love, I love reactions.
Yeah.
I love reactions. And I have an 8-year-old that lives in this house who is addicted to video games of every stripe. He's got his best buddy Austin that he's on the phone with. Just now he's on break. We're letting him go wild. Yes. He gets to do what he wants. And he's talking to this kid and they're playing Fortnite together. They love that. I probably shouldn't even say that because there'll be some, wonder where they are. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. This is the air. When it comes to golf, when it comes to baseball, when it comes to just loving my son, I am all in. I'm a great dad.
That is your sphere of influence.
I love it. When it comes to, I've just put him on notice. You want to talk about your Minecraft, it's not me. Call your sister. Go to mommy. Yeah. I'm not into that. I don't know what's going on. But this is a kid that slays something in Minecraft, like the dragon or ordeal. His mother is in the other room. His mother is gently playing piano and singing a lovely little song. And in the middle of her gentle, beautiful little practice, the kid runs in and, well, he has a bit of a reaction. Let's listen.
I don't want to be me anymore. My old man told me.
Oh, you gotta love kids.
And she's
like,
high five.
Yeah. You know who you don't have to love? You know who you don't have to love, Oscar? You don't have to love Kid Rock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Kid Rock's a real good guy. He was on with that other really good guy, Tucker Carlson, last night. And he says, you know, nobody's gonna cancel him. Let's listen to Kid Rock.
I am uncancelable.
What's that?
Because I don't give a
And I'm not in bed with any big corporate things at the end of the day. There's nobody I'm beholden to, no record companies, no corporate interests, no nothing. And you can't cancel me.
You never see artists talk like that. They seem very easy to intimidate. At what point did you realize, like, you're just not going to be intimidated?
Day one.
Really?
I think I crawled out of the womb with both middle fingers in the air.
Kid Rock's only relevant because of this.
Yeah,
his music is not relevant.
Yeah.
And he sounds like Charlie Sheen a little bit.
Oh, my God. Pony, that is such a good pull.
Winning. Winning. I told you I love reactions. This is another sweet one. Pony and I were laughing about this before the show. This is a grandma who is surprised. I believe it's a birthday gift, and she is given, she's very religious, and she is given a pew from the church that she has worshipped in all of her life. And this is just pure sweetness. I hope this makes you feel good like it made me feel good.
Oh,
Mary,
you
know
where
that came
from?
Oh,
let's
say
Mary's.
Oh,
no,
thank you.
And a beautiful mom.
Oh, my goodness.
By the way, when I get, when we have the chicken night where she makes it the thin pounded chicken cutlets with the panko breadcrumbs.
Yes.
This is what I do when I walk in the door when Carla's making that. Thank you. You know, the more I play that, the more it might be something else. You know, it's like, hey, what's going on in that condo next door? That's horrible. That's a grandma I'm playing right now. I might have to save that one. Okay, I am terrible.
Anytime
sorry.
You see a, like a spectacular spread
right.
or a meal.
Yep. By the way, happy birthday to William Shatner.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
I speak English. Not Klingon.
I've never trusted Klingon.
Went to space.
I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale.
It's from 2006. I love this.
And when someone says to me, live long and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. Tribbles were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! And when I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence.
Happy 91st birthday to William Shatner. Excuse me, I'm getting old too. We leave you with Jimmy Kimmel, ladies and gentlemen. Let's listen to Jimmy.
Back here in the United States, the don't say gay nonsense not only has it become a hot button topic when it comes to schools and kids, all of a sudden it's affecting the animal community too.
Tonight, a local dog shelter, or a local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
A Stanley County Animal Shelter Facebook post says the dog's owner surrendered him to the shelter after he humped another male dog.
No, a male dog humping another male dog doesn't make him gay. It makes him a dog. I mean,
there it is.
In this situation, can we put the owner down? Is that possible?
Yes.
Oh, you know what?
Yes.
You know what? I really blew that.
Yeah, there was
I really
a
thought
line.
I.
Yeah.
I was the punchline.
Yeah,
can we put the owner down?
Yeah,
he said.
Yeah. You robbed it.
I. You know what? I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
I'm really, really sorry.
You robbed it of its pun.
I'm not going to play the whole. He made a joke about the owner down, and I played the.
Yeah, but there was a punchline. Yeah. Do you want to try that again?
All right, here we go.
Back here in the United States, the don't say gay nonsense not only has it become a hot button topic when it comes to schools and kids, all of a sudden it's affecting the animal community too.
Tonight, a local dog shelter, or a local shelter dog, rather, is looking for a soft landing after being dumped by his owners because they say he's gay.
A Stanley County Animal Shelter Facebook post says the dog's owner surrendered him to the shelter after he humped another male dog.
No, a male dog humping another male dog doesn't make him gay. It makes him a dog. I mean, in this situation, can we put the owner down? Is that possible?
That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud.
That's it.
Well done.
Thank you. I tried. You know, it's just a lot going on. Rob, feel better. We'll give you more updates as we get them. And thank you very much, Oscar.
Thank you.
Pony.
Yes.
Thank you for your help today. We appreciate that. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode for Rob Spiewak, Pony Boy Matt Bloom, and Mike O'Mara. We say thank you, adieu, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
It's in the hole!